What's up, y'all? Let's do this. Welcome to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host, and today, guys, we gotta talk about the Pino again, aka Joe Biden, and what he did and what he ordered his corrupt DOJ to do is disgusting, to say the least, and something that you would see in third world authoritarian countries. Alright? But before we go any further, guys, if you guys love Nikki's World so much, seriously, guys, can y'all please consider donating a cup of coffee for me? Because for a price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, and Cumberland Farms, guys, you guys help keep this podcast show alive. You guys help me curate more stories, more topics like this to talk about. I do accept Bitcoin donations. I am on Locals, guys. If you guys want to support and sponsor Nikki's World, if you guys love Nikki's World so much, please hit that like, subscribe, please give me a review, good, bad, and the ugly. Also, guys, I do have affiliate links, including Audible, which this podcast show is syndicated on. So if you guys want to listen to Nikki's World on Audible, you guys can sign up in the link in the description below. And before we get the show on the road, literally, guys, if you guys love this episode and any of my other episodes on Nikki's World, please consider sharing this across all the social media platforms that are out there today. Woo-wee. Wow. That's a freaking mouthful. That is, guys. That's a freaking mouthful. And you know what? I'm on the way home from work. I had to stay a little late behind because I had to take care of a little things and see little things. So it's pretty much interesting, to say the least. So other than that, it's just another day for me and another good day as well. So I don't mind that. Well, I'm still at work as always, you know. I'm still working for Amazon. I mean, technically, I'm not an Amazon employee. I'm just a contractor for Amazon. But they can always convert me to their employee at any time if they love me so much. So that is something to consider, okay? And that is something that they are looking at as well. So other than that, it's a good day, you know what I mean? I'm on the way home, and I'm diapered up as always, so let's get on with the show, shall we? So, over the weekend, guys, over the weekend, and this is interesting, I want to talk about this, guys. Over the weekend, you got Joe Biden and his corrupt Department of Justice doing something that only in a third world, only in a third world authoritarian communist country will you ever see this shit that went down. And I tell you this, it was shit like you wouldn't fucking believe, okay? It was. Over the weekend, Joe Biden's corrupt Department of Justice tried to go to court to get the Congress's star witness thrown in jail to silence him so he wouldn't speak the truth about Hunter Biden, his corrupt dealings, and his pay-to-play bribery scheme. This is something that you would see, ladies and gentlemen, in third world authoritarian countries. You pretty much would. Okay? You would see this in third world nations, alright? You would. But you wouldn't see it, ladies and gentlemen, in Western civilized nations. But then I take that back. You're seeing it in Western civilized nations. AKA the United States of America. Alright? You're seeing it in the corrupt Joe Biden's administration. Joe Biden is basically trying to silence anyone who speaks up about his corruption. He's basically like having his opponents and having anyone who is going to speak up to Congress thrown in jail. Folks, we're dealing with a corrupt criminal here, okay? We are dealing with one corrupt son of a bitch. We literally are. We're dealing with a criminal. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. We are dealing with the worst motherfucking criminal on the face of the earth. We are. And I tell you this right now. Ladies and gentlemen. We are dealing with one corrupt SOB. We are. And this SOB, in my opinion, needs to go. He's got to go. He's got to go. The mounting evidence that is pointing to this corrupt criminal, I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, is staggering. It is, folks. It is so staggering that it is off the fucking freaking charts. It is, folks. It is. Because I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, the amount of evidence that is being uncovered right now in Congress in relationship to Joe Biden's criminal enterprise, his corrupt dealings, I'm telling you this, folks, this guy's got to go. This guy has to go. Joe Biden has to go, ladies and gentlemen. This guy literally has to go. I mean, what more can we say? What more can we say in this country? Joe Biden is a corrupt criminal. He's also a foreign agent who's being brought and paid for by a foreign entity. It's like this. What is it going to take, ladies and gentlemen, for the so-called 81 million voters to fucking wake up and fucking smell the coffee and realize that we are dealing with a corrupt imbecile? We are dealing with the most corrupt, imbecile president in modern history. What's it gonna take? I know the 81 million assholes out there that voted for this guy, they're left dumb, stupid, and clueless. They literally are. They are left literally deaf, dumb, and stupid. Yeah. Because you know why? You have a corrupt son of a bitch. Okay? You have a corrupt son of a bitch who largely is getting away with fucking murder. And if it was a Republican doing what Joe Biden is doing, ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you that the Democrats would be calling for his impeachment in less than 2 seconds. The Democrats would be hooting, hollering, complaining, and whining, and having a temper tantrum, and a hissy fit, saying that, Trump needs to be impeached, Trump needs to go. But if it's a Democrat, you'll hear nothing. It'll be like crickets. And you'll hear these cricket sounds. You know, you'll hear the sound of this. Yep, that's the sound of silence from the Democrat Party. Because you know why? They don't care about Joe Biden. All they care about is power. And that's all they care about. They care about being in power. And they don't care who it is. You know what I mean? They don't care. They have a lust and a fucking hard-on for power. And they don't give a shit who's in the fucking way. They don't. And believe me, they will do whatever it takes to stay in power. They will. And I'm telling you right now, I see it all the time. So, to me, guys, the Democrats are a threat and a danger to society. They literally are, guys. They literally are. And that's why it's like this, guys. That's why it's like this. Joe Biden's gotta go. He's gotta go. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The man's gotta go. I mean, what's it gonna take to convince the population in this country that this guy's gotta go? That he literally has to go. What's it gonna take? I know it's gonna take a lot. I know it's gonna take a lot to convince people that Joe Biden has to go. He literally does, because you know why? The man's compromised. The man's corrupt. Okay? The man's a foreign agent, and he's violating FARA, the Foreign Agent Registry Act. Yeah, man's gotta go. And you know the funny thing is, the guy that was closest to Joe Biden, he was the one that was in it on all the deals. He was. And the fact of the matter is, guys, the fact of the matter is that he was set to go to jail. Joe Biden's corrupt DOJ was about to send this guy to jail. Until Matt Gaetz got on social media and said, if he is not in the chair in Washington on Monday morning, then Eric Garland, the gyno, will be in the chair instead. And then afterwards, he'll have every sick son of a bitch DOJ in his, in that's responsible for it, being hauled in front of Congress. Telling you guys, I am fucking telling you guys, shit is about to get real. It is, ladies and gentlemen. It is. And the way I see this, folks, and the way I see this, the walls are closing in. You know how funny how the left says, oh, the walls are closing in on Trump. The walls are closing in on Trump. The walls are closing in. Yeah, the walls are closing in, all right. Not on Trump, but on Biden. Democrats think they have the evidence to go after him and silence him. But then it's like, you look at all the evidence, it's like, what evidence, man? I see no evidence, you know? I see none. I see none, zip, zilch, nada. I see none. Yeah, I see no evidence. So instead, all I see is Joe Biden is about to go downhill. He's about to be impeached in the worst motherfucking way. He is, man. And Joe Biden, in my opinion, is about to go downhill. He's about to hit rock bottom right before the 2024 presidential election. I am telling you guys, man, Joe Biden is literally finished. He is literally and technically and figuratively finished. He is done. And to me, guys, what just happened this weekend with the corrupt Department of Justice and what they tried to do is sickening. You know, to throw someone in jail to keep him quiet from speaking about the corruption that's going on in this country, that's wrong, man. That is wrong, wrong, wrong. That is wrong on so many levels. It is. It is wrong beyond wrong. It is, guys. And to me, it is the level of wrong that you can never unsee. Okay? You can never unsee this level of wrong. You can't. Okay? You can't, and you'll never unsee it. You'll never unsee it. No. You never will. You never will, ladies and gentlemen. And the fact is, folks, it's basically that bad. It is. It is basically that horrific. It is, guys. And to me, Joe Biden should be impeached. He should be thrown out of office. I don't care what the Democrats think. Okay? I don't give a flying horse shit what the Democrats think. I don't. In my opinion, guys, Joe Biden's gotta go. He's gotta go. Okay? He's gotta go. He really does. He really does, guys. He really has to go. And to me, I can't see him staying in office any longer. I can't, guys. I can't. For the life of me, guys, I can't see this guy staying in office. Not in a million years, folks. Seriously. I can't see him, like, staying in the White House any longer than necessary. I just can't, guys. I just can't. Okay? I can't, but I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I'm gonna be honest with y'all like this. Joe Biden's gotta go. He really does. He really does. I can't see him staying in the White House any longer. I just can't. The man can't stay in forever, you know? He's gotta leave. He really does. Alright? He really, really does. But for me, I look at it like this. Man doesn't belong in the White House. Man belongs in a nursing home. The world's expensive nursing home. If I might tell you, he belongs in the world's most expensive one. Really does. Really, really does. Yep. But for me, I look at it like this. Man does not belong in the White House. Nope, he never does. But the way I see it, man belongs in a nursing home. Really does. And I, for one, hope to see that in my lifetime. I really do. I really hope so, guys. Really. Really do. So, anyway, I want to talk about this, guys. I want to talk about this topic personally. And this hits me well. And this hits me hard. Okay? Every time I play Call of Duty, it seems like, for some reason, I'm getting hit with people cheating the game. I am getting hit from people who are cheating this game out, okay? People like me who play fair and honestly and play well, some of us like this, guys, we feel like we're cheated out. We really do. For some of us, it's like, how can we play a fair and honest game when we're getting cheated out of a game? How can we? I mean, ask that question. How can we play a fair and honest game when we're the ones getting cheated out of it? We are. Because I'll tell you this. When I play DMZ and when I play, like, Warzone and when I play Ground War, it seems like the cheating is coming from those who have brought hacked controllers and those who have basically hacked the game from their PC. Because I know you can't hack it when you're playing from your Xbox or your PlayStation. Because I know that's practically impossible. That is, ladies and gentlemen. I know that's impossible. But to see it from those coming from PCs, I mean, here's my thing, guys. Here's my thing. There should be a point here where I'm going to say this. There should be a point that they should get rid of crossplay. They should. Because how can we have crossplay when we have so much cheating going on? I mean, seriously, I've seen cheating on a massive scale. I've seen cheating that is so rampant that it's not even fucking funny. Yeah. And then to top this all off, guys, I have seen minors on this game. I mean, minors as young as like 8, like 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds on here. And I'm like thinking, of this. Isn't this game set for adults? Those who are like 17, 18 years old? But for them to have a minor on this game I'm sitting here like this going, isn't that illegal? Isn't that, like, isn't that technically illegal for a minor to be on that game? Because who knows? You could have some pedophile on that game who's trying to hook up with a kid. And I'm like, what's the game, what's the manufacturer of this game doing to protect kids on this game? To me, I think there should be some age verification software. There should be some technology that ensures that when someone plays the game, they are the correct age, okay? They are the right age. Because for some reason, ladies and gentlemen, for some reason, you got kids on this game who, in my opinion, should not be on this game in the fucking first place. They shouldn't. Seriously, man. They should not be on this game in the first place. They should not, and they should never be. The problem is, guys, the problem is, okay, is that you got kids who is young as what, fifth grade playing this game? You got kids as young as fifth grade playing this, and they are like playing on a site that is full of adults. I sit there and I go like this. Y'all motherfuckers are spitting here. Yeah. I sit here like this because I'm wondering, how can we allow this shit? How can we as a society? How can we allow? Here's my thing. How can we allow? Alright? How the fuck can we allow, like, kids as young as fifth grade to play this game? I mean, we should be putting age restrictions here, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? We should be. If we can put age restrictions on people who, like, trying to look at porn sites, mandating that, and put age restrictions on those who can buy, like, say, lotto, liquor, or cigarettes, then we should be putting age restrictions on violent video games like Call of Duty. I'm sorry to say this. We need to put age restrictions on these. Because you know why? Because how the fuck are we okay with this? How the fuck are we okay with allowing minors on this game? How? And then here's another thing I want to say. How the fuck are we okay with people cheating on this game? Shit. It's like this. If we're okay with people cheating the video game, then people must be okay with cheating an election. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Think about this. If we as a society are okay with cheating an election, then we are done as a society. We are fucking done. We are. Because how can we be okay with people cheating on a video game, okay? How can we be okay with it? But then complain later about people cheating an election. Yeah. I'm calling it, guys. I'm calling it. It's cheating no matter how you slice it. No matter how you call it. It's cheating no matter what, how you say it, it's still cheating. It's cheating. It's cheating no matter what, guys. You gotta call it like it is, guys. You gotta call it like it is, because it is cheating. And to me, guys, I condemn cheating. I say like this: if you're a cheater, I'm gonna report your ass. I don't care who you are, what the fuck you call yourself, what the fuck you identify as. I don't give a flying fuck. And if you're a minor on this game, I'm gonna report you. I want fair and honest gaming. I don't want gaming that is like cheated out of. People like don't even have microphones. People like hack the game, cheat the game, you know? People who like don't play fair. It's like people who do that on the game are the kind of people I don't want to be associated with. I don't. I literally don't, ladies and gentlemen. People like that are the kind of people I say, fuck you. You know, I say, screw you, fuck you. I don't want to be a part of you. I don't, ladies and gentlemen. I literally don't. So that's why I sit there and I go like this: screw you, hell no. You're fucked up, you're messed up, and if you're caught cheating, I'm gonna report you. And if you're a minor on this game, oh, I'm gonna report you. Yeah. I'm not taking shit from people like that. I'm not taking shit. Because you know why? I don't take shit from people like that. I don't take shit from people who cheat people out of the game, who basically cheapen the game. I don't. And the one thing that I want to say like this, and I want to say this clear: the people who love to hack and cheat the video game, it's like this. If we ever, ever have to go to fucking war, okay? If we ever have to go to war with Russia or China and have to send every motherfucking Call of Duty player to war with Russia or China, I'm gonna say this on the podcast show, and y'all can flag it on July 31st, 2023. My prediction is this: if we ever, ever have to go to war with Russia or China, and we send every fucking Call of Duty player to war, we're gonna fucking lose. Okay? Because these kids and these like basement dwelling snowflakes, okay, who play Call of Duty like, oh, it's the real thing, oh, it's the real thing, and we throw them in, say, Ukraine or Crimea, or we throw them to war in China or Taiwan. I'm telling you, folks, we're going to lose. We are going to lose royally, and we're going to lose with our ass handed to Russia or China. It's because all these COD players who think they're this shit, who think that, oh, I do this for likes, for this, this, and this, who think that, oh, I'm the top COD player in the game. Yeah, you ain't no COD player. You ain't no tough COD player. You're just a little scumball who thinks that they're all big and bad and tough and all this shit. That's all you are. I mean, that's really what they are, man. they think they're the shit, but nah, they're not the shit. I hate to say this, ladies and gentlemen, they ain't the shit, and they never will be the shit. They never will. They never will, in my opinion. Because I'm telling you right now, COD players who think they know what the military is, oh my God. I'm going to say this. They're in for a rude awakening, ladies and gentlemen. They are in for a rude awakening. Because I'm telling you, COD players who think military and special operations act and play like Call of Duty, they are in for the rudest awakening, okay? They are in for a shock of a lifetime. They literally are, guys. They are in for one heck of a shock and awe. Because I'm going to tell you right now, COD players have no fucking freaking clue as to how the military actually works. They don't. They think they do because they play COD all the time, but they don't. They really don't. They really don't, guys. And those that do, I'm sorry, man. They're scaring the shit out of me. They literally are, guys. They are scaring the shit. Yeah. They literally are. And you know the one thing that pisses me off? How every time I'm playing Call of Duty, you unwittingly get invited into like a streaming match where people stream their Call of Duty game. I'm like, dude, we didn't want to be part of this, okay? We didn't want to be involved, but you sucking us into this is wrong. You suckering us into this is something that we don't want in the first place. We don't. We literally don't. I'm telling you, we don't. But that's why it's like this. I'm not a huge fan of people streaming their Call of Duty and having us unwittingly participate in their streaming game just so they can get clicks, likes, and basically more popularity. It's like we didn't want this. We do not want to partake in this. But then they want to shove us into it. And I'm like, no, man, we don't. We literally don't, guys. We don't. So that's why I'm one of those that say, oh, hell no. Hell no. Yeah. We didn't want to partake in it. We didn't want to be part of it. But you know what? These people wanted to suck us into it. They literally do, guys. They literally do. And that's why I'm not happy about it. I'm not, folks. Not happy that I'm getting sucked into a game that I didn't want to be a part of. I'm always pissed that every time I play Call of Duty, I get cheated out. I mean, it's like, I want to play a fair game, but then people cheat me out of a fair game. So I'm like, what the fuck, man? Yeah, literally. What the fuck? You know? It's like, I didn't want to be cheated. I don't want to be cheated out of a game. Being cheated out of a game is like wrong. It literally is, guys. It's like wrong for me. It's something I don't take too well. Something I don't condemn. It's something that I condemn. And it's something that I don't appreciate. Yeah. That's why sometimes I get angry when I play Call of Duty. It's because when I lose out in a game, I don't like losing a game. I don't. I'm one of those people. I tell people this. I am one of those people that have a very motherfucking short fuse. And if I lose the game, oh, I get pissed. I get mad. I get fucking angry. I get mean. And when I get so mean, I basically want to literally go full-blown WWE on these people and relive WrestleMania in the 1980s. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. That's what it makes me feel. That's what it does, guys. That's what it makes me feel every time I lose a game. That's why I don't tolerate losing a game. Because if I tolerate losing a game, oh, I'm gonna go off on people. I literally am. It's gonna make me go off on them. And when I do, I ain't in a good mood. I ain't. So anyway, guys, I'm here getting my cup of coffee. I'm here getting my milk. All right. So before we go, guys, I want to say like this. Today on the news, did you hear Pee Wee Herman passed away? You know what I mean? Like the actor and comedian, like Paul Rubin, aka Pee Wee Herman. He passed away today at 70 years old due to cancer. And it's sad that cancer took him out. It is. It's really sad, guys. It's really sad. And it's sad to see him go, you know. He was a great entertainer, and I watched him on Saturday mornings on the cartoons, and it's sad to see him go. But I got to say this, man. He lived a good life. He really did, guys. He really lived a good life. Okay? So, anyway, guys, I'm here at Jim's Grocery and Deli. It's in my hometown of Connecticut. I won't say the name of the hometown because I don't want some asshole stalker trying to find out where I live. Okay? So, anyway, guys, I thank you for listening to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host. I will see y'all soon. Bye for now.
You just listened to an episode of Nikki's World. Thanks for listening. We'll see y'all soon. Bye for now. You just listened to an episode of Nikki's World. Thanks for listening. We'll see y'all soon. Bye for now.